Let's get to it. Talking Ducks. Yep. Fellow Jersey guy.
Yes, sir.
You're from Glassboro. I'm from up north, Patterson and Wayne.
All right. Familiar with it.
So were you, your family and friends, were you fans of the Philly teams growing up?
You know, we were. We were some fans of, you know, we were the Phillies fans, the Eagles fans, you know, the Sixers fans. Sixers are up right now. But,
right.
But yeah, we're some of our family are some Eagles fans. You know, we got some. We got some Jaguar and Cowboy fans along the way, but most of us are all Philly fans.
That's great. So, like a lot of the top players in high school, you played both sides of the ball. You also played hoops. Was there any consideration? Were you getting a look from basketball schools? And
Well, I don't remember exactly which school it was from, but you know, I got a letter from one school playing basketball. But a lot of my letters came from track, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I love track. I was a track athlete, ran the 100, the 200. You know, I thought I excelled in that. And but you know, football was just something that was just second nature for me, and that's something that I thought that could pay the bills at the end of the day, and that's why I went with.
Now, interestingly enough, you know, obviously being from there and having the posting the kind of numbers, having the kind of success you had, I'm kind of curious who contacted you about giving you a football scholarship, and what eventually led you to say, nope, let's be a Nittany Lion.
Yeah. Well, actually, I want to believe my first offer was Rutgers, and that's where you know, Jersey native, and my brother also, you know, going to college at Rutgers, being an alumni there, and so they were on me pretty fast, you know, my sophomore year, and so I went up there for their junior day, had a great time, and they offered me, and but the thing that that separated me from them is that I think I wanted to be in my own footsteps and not my brother's footsteps, and so I wanted to become my own person, my own man, and sort of follow my own dream and not follow behind his footsteps and sort of create my own blueprint.
I like to focus on kind of putting myself in your shoes. So you redshirted in 2015, 2016 rolls around. The first Big Ten game you play in is at Michigan.
Yeah.
So you're about to take the field. It's the big house. I'm kind of, what do you remember about that maybe being a wow moment?
Yeah. It was pretty wild, to say the least. You know, they had some really good guys. I mean, even Jabril Peppers was there when he almost took the punt return back for a touchdown. And so it was pretty wild. And, you know, one of our guys, you know, Chris Godwin, who's now with the Bucks. He came out for a play, and I was in there. I was like, man, I don't know if I'm even ready for this. And so when I went out there, I sort of had a, you know, not a too crazy of a play. I just ran a speed out, and, you know, I mean, there wasn't a ball thrown. It was a run play. But, you know, just being in there in the big house was something that I could always cherish because I only played there once. And so it was a pretty electrifying stadium that was there.
One last question about the Nittanies. The next year, I mean, with you and Saquon Barkley and McSorley, DeAndre Tompkins catching the ball, you guys had two losses on the road by one and by three.
Yeah.
Won the Fiesta Bowl. Yeah. You think enough people get how great that team was and how close you were to making the playoffs?
Yeah, that team was pretty great, to say the least. We had Mike Gesicki, like you said, Saquon, Trace, Deshaun Hamilton. You know, we had two guys in Saeed and DeAndre, and all the guys had over 50 catches. So just spreading the ball around is something that we always emphasized back at Penn State, and that really uplifted the whole squad. And so just us having that successful, you know, that successful season that we had, you know, losing by one and losing by three is something that, you know, we don't look at it as a downside because it was such a great season. We had such a great bond.
Talking with Duck wide receiver Juwan Johnson. So you were here for spring. You had a nice game. You caught a TD from Justin. And obviously you only had about a month then. But from viewing things through the eyes of a wide receiver, what makes Herbert a guy who's just standing out in the conference and nationally? Yeah. What makes him such a high-level quarterback?
The thing is, you really don't know what he does because he doesn't have social media, so you can't. So I mean, coming into it, I really didn't know what kind of guy he was. You know, I couldn't follow him or see what kind of person he was. But He was very closed off at first, as many of you may know. But once you get to know him, you know, he's a really good guy, and he has quite some humor there as well. So, you know, just getting to know him and really vibing with him and becoming you know, good friends with him is something that you need, not only on the field but off the field as well. You know, him really getting me acclimated with things, not only around campus but around Eugene, because obviously he's around here.
Right.
So, yeah, just knowing a good guy like him, he's really good for the team, and he separates himself from a lot of guys in college because he's always willing to work and always willing to help guys out.
A couple final thoughts. Obviously, Dylan Mitchell was the big gun here last year. Now he's in the NFL. And there were a lot of guys who had some moments. We got some red shirts. Now there's yourself, the new recruits.
Right.
What do you like about this group and maybe the potential they could have to grow into a pretty productive receiving core?
I think we're all competitive. I think that's the biggest thing about us, you know. I think their thing that followed them throughout the whole year and through last season was the drops, and that's something that followed me last year was the drops, and that's something that, you know, they're kind of off of this year. They feel free, and that the drops don't worry them as much because it's more of a move on to the next play mentality that we've sort of picked up this whole off season, just move on to the next play, and ever since then they've just been balling out, man. Like, ever since I got here, they've just been, you know, picking up the pieces, balling out, finding their own identity, finding their own sauce, their own swag, and that's something that you need in a receiver, especially receiving core. And so I think it's going to be a lot different from what last year's production was, and definitely the mentality, because we don't have that mentality of being scared or just playing loose.
One last thing, kind of a general question. Being from South Jersey, you spent 4 years in I've been to State College.
Right.
That's a unique place.
Absolutely.
Now you're way out here. What have your impressions been of Eugene, the fans, and all that make this town pretty unique?
Right. Like you said before, I mean, State College is probably one of the best and electrifying places that you can be at, and just going to Eugene, it's not much drop off. You know, the fans are just as crazy. The fans are just as wild. You know, just being in that small, compact place. I haven't yet experienced it yet, but I've heard so many good things about it being 53,000, and knowing that it could it can light up a stadium just like that is something that I'm ready for and something I'm really excited to be a part of. You know, being part of the Go Ducks fan base, and just ready to get out there and make plays.
All right. Hey, it's great to meet you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time.
For sure.
Welcome to town. Be healthy.
Thank
and
you.
Best of luck this
Absolutely.
Season.
Appreciate you.